He tugged on the boot of his little rider. One last charge at Daddy and Leo before we get inside. Will roared out, pumping his fist in the air, and Hal pretended to be a mighty warhorse as he galloped over to Seb, who had Leo up on his shoulders. The two men ran in small circles whilst the boys tried to hit each other. Pointing to the child in her sling, Ari called back to Rory. You know, as soon as Hector is big enough, he'll require a battle horse as well. You up for it? Lassie, I've been a donkey, a dragon, and even the Loch Ness Monster for my brother's lads. It will be my pleasure, if my back hasn't completely died by then. As she looked at Rory, Nick couldn't imagine such a vital man ever having a bad back. Tiny Clem had fallen in love with a giant of a man. He looked the sort that could probably pull up a tree by its roots. Of the three men, he was definitely the broadest, clearly a very hands-on sort of farmer. Paddy and Clem were bringing up the rear of the group. Are you looking forward to when Eleanor will be demanding shoulder rides? Said Nick to Paddy. Paddy smiled at her tiredly. Yes and no. I love being with her like this. Like Ari, Paddy had her baby strapped to her in a sling. Country living made a mockery of prams. Although at the moment I could do with a rest, we were up all night with her crying. I don't know where Hal finds the energy. Nick watched as her other two brother-in-laws pretended to be horses, their little charges shouting with excitement from their shoulders. Like Rory, they were good-looking and tall, if not quite so broad. But it wasn't any of their looks that appealed to Nick. It was how the three men seemed to enjoy each other's company and how well they had joined the family. She had always feared one of her sisters marrying a man she didn't like. And indeed, when Ari married Greg, her first husband, all the sisters had been appalled. Poor Ari, unexpectedly pregnant, said yes when Greg proposed. On reflection, Nick felt a tiny bit sorry for Greg as well. After all, he had done the decent thing. It was just that the decent thing was also the wrong thing, once again proving that the road to hell was paved with good intentions. His sudden death had been a blessing for all. Well, nearly all. Why are you laughing? Asked Paddy. Bad thoughts, ignore me. Here, can I carry Eleanor? Give you a rest. Paddy thought about it, which surprised Nick. For her to contemplate it, Paddy must be really tired, because she knew Nick wasn't a baby person. Pets and children were the very pinnacle of chaos. No, I'm grand. We're nearly there anyway. Looking ahead, Ari, Clem and Asta had already reached the back door and were chatting to Dicky. By the time we join them, everyone will have their boots and coats off. The fire will be lit, the kettle will be on, and we can just sweep in and put our feet up. The Queens of Sheba. Nick stopped and curtsied towards Paddy, who grinned and began to curtsy back, but Eleanor began to grizzle. Nick put her hand out and gently held Eleanor's little chubby fist. I meant you as well, little one. We three should all be the Queens of Sheba. As they got closer to the back of the house, it began to rain. Paddy tried to keep Eleanor protected from the elements, but the heavens had properly opened. Everyone else had now disappeared inside, but a back door opened and Hal came running out towards them carrying two umbrellas. He had already taken his coat and boots off and was now getting his socks wet as he ran across the lawn towards them. Laughing and gasping from the sudden downpour, they all piled into the house. Hal peeled his socks off and then grumbled about the cold flagstones. As he went off to grab another pair of socks, Nick and Paddy laughed as they heard him shout to Seb that he needed to install underfloor heating. Rory then shouted back that he needed to stop being a great Southern Jesse. He might have got away with the jest, but for the disembodied voice of Clem, who reminded him that he had just installed a heated driveway. As the ribbing and the conversation continued loudly across many rooms, the twins headed towards the large sitting room where a fire was blazing, and the other three sisters were already enjoying hot...